For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Claire DeGeorge, the sophomore forward out of Anchorage, Alaska. And first of all, Claire, you recently had the opportunity to participate in the 2018 U.S. Women's National Team Evaluation Camp. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was definitely elating. It's always a huge honor to get not only like named to go to the camp, but being able to play with such great players who are all leaders in the hockey world right now is something that you'll always remember, especially at such a young age. It'll always be something there in the back of my head.
How much did that help with your game coming into your sophomore year here?
It helps with, I'd say, puck possession, being able to control the puck more, having such good players to play against. They come on you hard, so you got to be able to think quickly and get the puck off to your teammates fast, which is definitely something that I believe helped.
How much more comfortable are you in your playing here now that it's your second year at BSU?
It's definitely more comfortable. It's easier to talk around my teammates. I usually am a pretty shy person, but knowing, like, Bergie was very helpful last year and getting me out of my shell. And so this year, I feel like I can be a little bit more of a leader than as a freshman.
What personal goals have you set for yourself this season?
For myself, it would be mainly more goals, just shooting the puck. And that's my main goal, as for myself, I should say.
That's a great goal. Okay, so for your team, what are your team goals this season?
I want our team to take it all the way, go as far as we can. Like, all we have to do is get to the, I always get this wrong, the final face-off, and then get to the Frozen Four.
Last weekend, your team opens up against the two-time defending national champs, Clarkson. We knew going into that weekend they were going to be tough, but what did your team learn from that experience?
I think we gained a lot of confidence from this experience. I mean, yeah, we lost, but I'd say the score didn't really show the game. Like, we controlled them most of the time, and gaining that confidence, and especially for our freshmen, like, being able to see firsthand that we don't just give up at 3-0. Like, you keep going. You always go all the way to the end and try your absolute hardest.
Like I said before, Beavers never quit, do they?
Yeah, never quit.
Well, this weekend you got your first road trip. It's a long one, pretty much an all-day thing on Thursday to get out east. What's it like road tripping with this group of women?
Oh, it's so much fun. I know Abby Eckers got this game that we're all going to play, and it's we're going to watch The Greatest Showman. I know that. It's our favorite, sophomore's favorite movie, I should say. We got to get the rest. Like, freshmen haven't seen it. Seniors haven't really seen it. So we're getting them. We're going to get them into it.
On to some fun questions. On the bus, do you study, watch the movie, or sleep? Which one of those three are you?
Sleep or watch the movie. I never study. I tell myself I'm going to, but I don't.
One thing you would never be able to live without.
I mean, if I was going to go sentimental, my family, but in life, I should say, I wouldn't be able to live without hockey. It's just something that's always been there. And
okay, if you were stranded on a deserted island with any of your teammates, which one would it be?
Oh, that's easy. Mac Lange. I'd be coming out of that one alive. Mac or Abby Ecker. One of those two would make sure I'm alive after that.
Sounds like a series of Survivor, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Favorite music?
Country sometimes, and other times more of like hip-hop kind of thing. But
Claire, always fun to visit with you. Congratulations on your success up to now, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.